And I know that you had a petition on your website that people could sign to end the war on Christmas. What's it all about?
Well, for the past couple of decades, we have seen a steady assault on religious liberty. And on Christmas, on acknowledging faith in the public square. And it's driven by a radical agenda that wants to see all acknowledgments of faith, all acknowledgments of God, all acknowledgments of Christ stripped from the public square. During the 5.5 years I served as the Solicitor General of Texas, the chief lawyer for the state in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, under the leadership of Greg Abbott, who is the finest attorney general in all 50 states, over and over again, I was honored to step forward and defend religious liberty.
Yeah.
And turn back much of this assault. To give you some examples, we defended the Ten Commandments monument on the state capitol grounds,
right.
Went to the U.S. Supreme Court, won a landmark 5-4
mm-hmm.
victory.
I remember that.
We defended the Pledge of Allegiance when a federal court of appeals ruled that the words "one nation under God" were unconstitutional. We went to the U.S. Supreme Court mm-hmm. and won unanimously.
Sure.
And just recently, I'm currently defending over 3 million veterans defending the Mojave Desert Veterans Memorial, which is a lone white cross, has stood for over 75 years to honor the men and women that gave their lives in World War I. The ACLU sued to tear it down, and they won in the Court of Appeals. Court of Appeals ordered that monument to our veterans torn down. I represented the veterans before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
We won 5-4 to restore that monument. I mean, this is all part of a steady assault on our liberty, and it's contrary to our history, it's contrary to our Constitution.
Seems like a war on religion to you, it seems like a war on Christmas. Who'd you give the petition to?
It's a petition that we're using to bring people together, and so it's not ultimately a petition to convince someone, it's a petition to unify people and to make them aware of the issue.
I guess when people see that, they might think you would, you know, if you think that President Obama's heading up the war on Christmas, then you'd give it to him, ask him to stop.
Well, look, at the end of the day, he's not going to stop.
Yeah.
And the way what's going to stop him is going to be two things. Number one, defeating President Obama in November, which is the most important political objective in the country. But number two is getting strong conservative leaders in the Senate. You know, right now, Scott.
So that, but just to clear it up, because I did get some emails about this, just to clear it up. So that's mm-hmm. not really a petition, is it?
Sure it is.
I mean, you generally, if you have a petition, you would present it to somebody hoping to affect some kind of a change.
No, it is a petition of people signing on with you because they care about the issue and they're joining together on that issue.
Well,
and among other things, we use it to continue to communicate with them on that issue because this is something I've been leading the fight on for over a decade.
Yeah, you mentioned those cases. How many people signed it?
I don't have the count in front of me.
Okay, all right. Give me your take. I want to get to some of the issues out there for people, a lot of things that people care about, you know, when they're going to be voting in a Republican primary, whenever that's going to happen, you know, because we're still trying to figure all that out, right? Give me your take. Gun control, number one. Where are you on that?
I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. But, you know, Scott, look, every Republican says that. Heck, even every Democrat
right.
in Texas says
sure.
that.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of my campaign has been a proven conservative record. When I was the Solicitor General of Texas, I led a coalition of 31 states in front of the U.S. Supreme Court defending the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
We won a landmark 5-4 victory. In fact, in 2010, the NRA awarded me their Carter Knight Freedom Fund Award, which they give each year to a leading defender of the Second Amendment in the country.
Where are you on the, and how are you, let me ask it this way. How are you different from the other candidates on "quote unquote Obamacare"? Everybody's going to say they're against it. How are you different from the others?
Well, you're right. Every candidate running in a Republican race now says they want to repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
My principal opponent is Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, and this race presents a very clear contrast between a timid career politician and a strong conservative fighter. Dewhurst says he wants to repeal Obamacare, yet his entire tenure in state government has been compromising and conciliating and not standing and fighting for conservative principles. In 2013, there's going to be huge pressure to compromise on Obamacare and to cut the baby in half. And the question primary voters have to ask, they got to look a candidate in the eyes and determine if he has the steel to stand up and fight. Scott, the first bill I intend to introduce in the U.S. Senate is a bill to repeal every syllable of every word of Obamacare, and I will lead the fight to repeal the entirety of it.
What I have done for all of the candidates here is, by the way, we've talked to Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst. We've also talked to Craig James. Now we're talking to Ted Cruz. We will have Tom Leppard on tomorrow. He's a former mayor of Dallas, one of the other candidates. For each of you, I've allowed at the end here just 30, 45 seconds or so. If somebody's going to vote in this primary, why should they vote for you?
Because Texans deserve a strong conservative and a fighter. We've united conservatives behind our campaign. The four strongest conservatives in the U.S. Senate right now, Jim DeMint, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, and Pat Toomey, are all supporting my campaign because they need reinforcements. If you want a moderate conciliator, you have an easy choice in this race. But if you want a strong conservative and a fighter, if you want Texas to lead the fight, I need your support. Please come to tedcruz.org, TEDCRUZ.org. And join us. We're building a conservative army all across the state of Texas.
All right, former Texas Solicitor General Ted Cruz, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. 949 News 92 FM.